didn't feel like writing you a letter or texting you. And I guess I could always call you, but this way you'll always have my words and, well, my voice that you can listen to. Every time I think about you, it's sort of hard to describe how I feel. It's like, to put it in the dumbest way possible, it's like doing drugs, really. It's been a while since we last saw each other, and I miss you a lot. I know I'm kissing a microphone, but just picture it to your head. You make me feel high, and it's not an artificial one. It's not from doing cocaine or doing or smoking joints or whatever. It's an all-natural high that only you can give me. My mood becomes lighter, happier. Sometimes when I think of you, I almost feel like crying. Because I love you, and you're just so stupidly beautiful. I feel high. I feel good. It's when I feel like this, it's like I can finally breathe all the air into my lungs that they need in a way. It's weird. You just make me feel really good. Make me feel wanted, loved, cared for. But it's hard when you're not here. Sometimes I doubt myself. Is it my phone? She's not around anymore, but I know it's not. We're both busy. Wonderfully soft your hair is, and how your head. just seems to fit right on my chest when we're lying down. How your face lights up and that beautiful smile of yours. And it's always been funny to me, because you're my little girl, and to me, you know, I'm a big bear, and you're just a tiny little girl, and when you say things like, no, my butt is too big, or I don't like my tummy, and I just, I can't help but just smile at you and think you're silly. I like you just the way you are. I like your butt. I like your tummy. You don't have to make changes, but it's cool that you want to. I love your body. For all that it is, I love when you snuggle up against me. Settle against my body and wiggle yourself into place. It's almost like a dog trying to fit in its basket, but yeah. And then when you're finally settled, you let out this big sigh. And then I get to feel how your chest rises up and down, and I get to feel your warmth in your heart, and I get to be so wonderfully near you. But I think my favorite part of the day is when we wake up in the morning and you're always like, no, don't look at me. I'm all puffy. Even though you know you're still perfect. And at some point, after we've been snuggling for a while, I have to kick you out because you need to go take a shower. And while you're showering, I go out and I make coffee, make a few eggs, make some eggs and some bacon. And then when you're done with the shower, you open the door and you get to smell those delightful flavors hitting your nostril. And again, with the dog metaphor, you're guided by your nose into the kitchen, smelling your way. And you come out, you usually wearing one of my shirts. Way too big to you. But it looks super cute. And you sit down and you devour that plate. I think that's my favorite part of the day. This was long-winded, huh? I almost don't want to stop. But everything has to come to an end. And I guess you'll just have to tell me if you want more or not. I love you, little girl. With all my stupid big heart.